and welcome back. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into one of the most powerful tools in your GCSE German toolkit, adverbs. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Adverbs? Really? But trust me, once you master these little words, your German writing and speaking will jump up a whole grade band. Examiners are specifically looking for candidates who use adverbs to add detail, nuance, and complexity. And that's exactly what we're going to help you do today. We'll cover the core concepts, the grammar rules, exam tips, and I'll even throw in a quickfire quiz at the end. So grab a pen, let's go. So what exactly is an adverb? In German, adverbs, or adverbien, are words that modify a verb, an adjective, or another adverb. They answer questions like when, how, where, and to what degree. Unlike adjectives, adverbs in German do not change their endings. That's a huge relief. No gender agreements, no case endings. What you see is what you get. Let's start with the four main categories. First up, time adverbs, Zeitadverbien. These answer the question, wann, when. Think of words like heute, today, morgen, tomorrow, gestern, yesterday, immer, always, oft, often, manchmal, sometimes, and nie, never. These are your bread and butter adverbs, and they appear in every paper, every skill. Learn them cold. Second category, manner adverbs, Art und Weise. These answer wie, how. Examples include schnell, quickly, langsam, slowly, gern, gladly or with pleasure, leider, unfortunately, wirklich, really, and natürlich, of course. These are gold for your writing and speaking tasks because they show the examiner you can express how things happen, not just that they happen. Third, place adverbs, Ortadverbien. These answer wo, where. Words like here, here, dort, there, oben, above or upstairs, unten, below or downstairs, draußen, outside, and überall, everywhere. Brilliant for describing your home, your town, your school. Fourth, degree adverbs, Gradadverbien. These answer wie sehr, how much. Words like sehr, very, ziemlich, quite or fairly, kaum, hardly, besonders, especially, and fast, almost. These are fantastic for expressing opinions with nuance. Instead of just saying es ist gut, it's good, you can say es ist besonders gut, it's especially good, instant upgrade. Now, the big rule you absolutely must know. German word order for adverbs follows the time, manner, place sequence. In German, we say TMP, Zeit, Art, Ort. So if you have multiple adverbs in one sentence, time comes first, then manner, then place. For example, ich fahre morgen, that's time, schnell, that's manner, nach Berlin, that's place. I drive tomorrow, quickly, to Berlin. If you mix up that order, you lose marks. Examiners will notice. Now, let's talk about something that trips up almost every candidate, comparative and superlative adverbs. Most regular adverbs form their comparative by adding er, and their superlative with am sten. So schnell becomes schneller, more quickly, and am schnellsten, most quickly. Simple enough. But, and this is crucial, there are irregular forms you must memorise. Gern, meaning gladly or liking to do something, becomes lieber in the comparative, preferring, and am liebsten in the superlative, liking most of all. So ich spiele gern Fußball, aber ich schwimme lieber und am liebsten tanze ich. I like playing football, but I prefer swimming, and most of all I love dancing. That one sentence uses all three forms. Examiners absolutely love that. Gut, well, becomes besser, better, and am besten, best. And viel, much or a lot, becomes mehr, more, and am meisten, most. These three irregular sets come up again and again. Write them on a sticky note and put it on your mirror. One more thing on grammar, the position of nicht, not. When you negate an adverb, nicht goes directly before it. Ich fahre nicht schnell. I don't drive quickly. But when nicht negates the whole verb, it usually goes to the end of the clause or before the adverb is specific.
Right, exam tips. This is where we separate the good candidates from the great ones.
Tip 1. Use adverbs to boost your writing grade. The mark scheme rewards range of vocabulary. If you use adverbs like leider, glücklicherweise, fortunately, or überraschenderweise, surprisingly, you are demonstrating higher tier vocabulary range. That earns credit. Tip 2. Don't confuse adverbs with adjectives. This is the number one mistake. An adjective describes a noun and must agree in gender and case. An adverb describes a verb or adjective and never changes. Das schnelle Auto, the fast car, that's an adjective with an ending. Das Auto fährt schnell, the car drives quickly, that's an adverb, no ending. If you write Das Auto fährt schnelles, that is wrong and will cost you marks. Tip 3. Watch out for noch versus schon. Schon means already. Ich habe das schon gemacht. I've already done that. Noch means still or yet. Ich habe das noch nicht gemacht. I haven't done that yet. Mixing these up in a reading or listening task can completely change the meaning of a sentence. Tip 4. In subordinate clauses, clauses starting with weil, das, wenn, obwohl, the verb goes to the end. Your adverb still follows time, manner, place, but it all sits before that final verb. For example, weil ich morgen schnell in die Schule fahre, because I drive to school quickly tomorrow. Practice this structure. It's worth marks in the writing paper. Tip 5. In your speaking exam, use adverbs to extend your answers. If the examiner asks, was machst du in deiner Freizeit? What do you do in your free time? Don't just say, ich spiele Fußball. Say, ich spiele oft Fußball, weil ich es wirklich toll finde. Und manchmal gehe ich auch ins Kino. I often play football because I really find it great. And sometimes I also go to the cinema. 3 adverbs in 1 answer. The examiner will be impressed. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll say the English, you say the German. Ready? Go. Always? Immer. Never? Nie. Unfortunately? Leider. Already? Schon. Still or yet? Noch. Very? Sehr. Quickly? Schnell. Hier? Hier. Sometimes? Manchmal. I like to do it most of all. Am liebsten. How did you do? If you got 8 or more, brilliant. If not, go back and review the vocabulary tables in your study guide. Let's wrap up. Today, you've learned that German adverbs fall into 4 categories: time, manner, place, and degree. They never change their endings, unlike adjectives. Word order follows time, manner, place. The irregular comparatives gern, lieber, am liebsten, gut, besser, am besten, and viel, mehr, am meisten are must-knows. And using adverbs strategically in your writing and speaking will directly earn you marks for vocabulary range and complexity. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep using adverbs in every sentence you write, and you'll see the difference in your marks. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. Tschüss!